Now, I want to talk to the boys and girls just for a moment or two this morning. And I'm sure, boys and girls, you realize that there's many things, particularly those of you who are believers, who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm sure you realize that there's many things that the Bible tells us to do. Tells us to be witnesses. The Lord wants us to be witnesses for Him. And He wants us to shine for Him. And He wants us to serve Him. And there's so many things the Lord wants us to do. But you know, sometimes we find that it's very difficult to do these things, particularly if you're in company and you're the only Christian there, and it's very difficult sometimes just to open your mouth and to speak a word for the Lord. It's always not easy. For example, if I took this glove this morning and left it here beside me on the pulpit, and I put a pen beside it, and if I said to that glove, you know, I want you to take that pen and to write out a message on a piece of paper. You know what would happen, boys and girls? Nothing would happen. Nothing would happen at all, because there's no life in the glove. But if I take the glove and put the glove on and asked it to do the same thing, to take this pen and to write on a piece of paper, then the glove is able to do what I'm asking it to do. And the reason, of course, it's able to do that is because my life is in the glove. The glove is no longer lifeless. There's life in the glove. There's power in the glove. My hand with life in it enables this glove to do what I'm asking it to do. And it may be a bit awkward to do it with a glove on, but you're still able to do it. So you see, it's the life that's in the glove that enables us to do that. And it's the same, boys and girls, in the Christian life. You on your own, in your own strength, me in my own strength, we can do nothing. But it's Christ's life living in us. And that's what happens when we come to the Savior and trust Him as our own personal Savior. His life lives in us. The Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us. And it's through His life living in you and me that we're enabled to live the Christian life as God wants it to be. But you know, if I take this other glove here this morning, the other one, it's a pair of this, and I ask it to do the same thing. So I'll try and put the glove on, and I'm finding, as I try to put this glove on, that I can't get my hand into the glove because there's something inside the glove that's keeping me back, something that's obstructing me from taking this glove and using it the same way in which I used the other glove. And I need to have a look in these fingers of this glove to see what it is that's keeping me back. And I put my, try to get what's in this first finger. And I find out that in this first finger, I've got two golf tees. And, you know, you use this for teeing off. Those of you who are not in any way interested or maybe know anything about golf, you put the tee in, put the ball in it, and then thump it 300 yards down the fairway, and your name's Rory McIlroy. But you see, that was obstructing me. You know, boys and girls, there's nothing wrong with being involved in sport or enjoying yourself in life. My, it's good to get exercise and to be involved in these things. But the problem is, sometimes when these things take over your whole life, my, when they take over your whole life, then your life can't be used and you can't get that power that you got in the other glove. You can't get it because there's something more important. Sport may be more important to you than God. And if that's the case, then that's bad. That's bad. You can't be used as you would be. Let's see what else is in this glove that's holding me back this morning. My dear Money. Wonder where that come from. I never realized I had one of these. Money, you see, sometimes we can get taken up with money. And of course we need money. We need money to exist. But again, it's just the same as the two keys. My, if it takes over your life and you're doing everything just for gain and to become rich and you forget about God, if money and wealth is more important than God, then, dear friend, it'll be a hindrance to us. Let's see what else I have in this glove this morning. Let's see. Now, there's a bit of paper in here. Let's see what's on the piece of paper. And on the piece of paper, you can't see it from where you sit, but it just simply says fear, fear. You know, sometimes, boys and girls, fear is a mighty thing. And fear can take over our whole life. And fear can hinder us from taking our stand from God. Fear can hinder us from witnessing to our own unsaved school friends. Sometimes I'd be amazed at the courage of some boys and girls who witness for the Lord to their friends at school. But you know, fear can take over. My, remember this, boys and girls, that the Lord will be with us. And my, he'll keep us. And he's told us that he'll always be with us and never leave us nor forsake us. And one final thing here in this glove, if I can get the hold of it this morning. Now it's this here. It's what they have, what the women hold. It's a wipe. And of course you use the wipe for cleaning up when there's a mess. Somebody leaves a mess or your hands get dirty. You can take this wipe and it speaks and it reminds me of that which is dirty. Dear boys and girls, if there's something in our life, if there's some sin in your life, if you're committing some sin, my, that will hinder you from the Lord being able to take you up and use you. Remember, the first glove was easily taken up and used when I put it on because my life, my power was in the glove. And now the second glove, my, we couldn't get it, couldn't get our hand in at all. But now with all these things out, I can get my hand into this glove. Boys and girls, if you know the Lord this morning, if you don't know the Lord, I trust that you will come to know him. But if you do know him, make sure that you get all those things out of your life that's hindering you from living a full life for the Lord Jesus Christ.